feature box, moon rocks. Many of the rocks on the moon are igneous. That is, they were formed from volcanic lava, probably long ago when the solar system was still red hot. Others were formed when meteors hit the moon. Every moon mission also collected moon rocks and dust to bring back to Earth. Using these samples, scientists were able to learn many things about the moon. We now know that the moon's surface has changed very little in the past 3 billion years. Scientists also learned that the materials in the moon's crust are very similar to those in Earth's crust. Therefore, many scientists now think that the moon formed when a huge body slammed into Earth while the solar system was still forming. A chunk of Earth was thrown into space, where it now orbits Earth. Caption: This footprint might remain undisturbed for 1 billion years. All of the Apollo flights left equipment on the moon to send information back to Earth. Some of these instruments measured the sun's rays. Some recorded movements of the moon's crust, or moonquakes. Still, others helped scientists figure out exactly how far apart the moon and Earth were. Later Apollo missions produced the greatest scientific results. Apollo 17, in particular, holds all the records for the most time spent on the moon's surface, longest distances driven, most samples collected, and so on. Caption: All of the Apollo moon missions left an Apollo lunar surface experiments package spread out on the moon's surface to collect information.